100.7 WHUD, one great song after another with Mike and Casey and the Go-Go's Vacation. And we go right from vacation to a guy who's always on vacation. Well, it's like a working vacation for you, right, Phil?
Well, I honestly do have to pinch myself sometimes and think I get paid to do what I do, working as the host of Amazing Race. So, yeah, I guess you could say it was a work vacation.
Yeah, Phil Kogan is the Amazing Race host. Season 30 continues tonight. What can we expect?
Well, I don't know if you saw it last week, but we were in Antwerp, Belgium, and there was a head-to-head with a freak race, and it ended very dramatically with Yoga getting eliminated. And tonight we leave Antwerp and we head to Tangier, Morocco. And if you've ever seen a Jason Bourne movie, and you know the locations where they have shot in Morocco, those narrow streets and all the action through the streets and up and down those buildings that are all packed together in the city, then that's kind of what epitomizes what's happening tonight. It's Jason Bourne action in Morocco with the teams tonight.
Well, that sounds exciting, as always.
Yeah, it worked out really well. And, you know, as always with the Amazing Race, it's all about the contrast. We started in New York City. We went to Iceland, where we had the most dramatic finish we've ever had, the closest finish we've ever had in Iceland. And then suddenly you're in Belgium, and now tonight, Tangiers. And then, we're also this season going to be getting to the south of France. We get to Bahrain, which we've never been to before. We get to Prague and Vietnam, Hong Kong. It's that contrast that I think really makes this work. But we've had the best response to our show in terms of ratings and numbers with this new time slot on a Wednesday night that we've had in 10 seasons. So we're very excited. People seem to be really into what's going on.
Well, that's wonderful. Maybe it's because you started in New York this time.
Well, I think we love New York. And look, we're back there for the start of our historic 30th season. We started there in the first season, but I really think it has a lot to do also with the time slot, just a fantastic time slot.
All right, Phil Kogan from The Amazing Race. Now, overnight, you were very nice. You included us in your tweet, and it shows you vacuuming the Amazing Race mat. What does that mean? Is that a cryptic message to us?
No, it's just it's a fun shot where we were rushing to get ready for the teams, and I just picked up the vacuum cleaner to get the mat ready for the teams to come into the finish when we were in Oregon. And somebody took the shot, and I always loved it, and I guess it symbolizes that we all will do whatever it takes to get the Amazing Race to make the Amazing Race as good as we can make it, including me vacuuming if I have to.
All right. Well, job well done. A woman always loves to see a man vacuum. You know, you're a busy guy and you're a great host, but can you just give us just a few seconds on the charity work that you do and the money you've raised for MS?
Yeah, I decided early on after writing a life list, after a near-death experience when I was very young, I wrote this life list. And one of the things that, and I've always believed in having life lists of that give you real focus. And one of the things on my list was always to reach $1 million for a charity, a favorite charity. In this case, it happens to be the MS Society, who kind of found me in a way, meaning I didn't know anything about MS. I got involved in the charity and the national organization. I love the people and the passion that they have for hopefully finding a cure one day. And some years ago, my wife and producing partner and I, we made a movie and we gave all the proceeds away, and we've continued to do fundraising, and we have attained that $1 million goal, and we continue to raise money. So, the philanthropic part of what we do is very important, and I feel we can all give back in some way. It doesn't always have to be with money. It could be with time or energy, and Americans are incredibly generous with giving back. And I guess just being in America, I just wanted to be a part of that.
Well, nicely said from a New Zealander who's really adapted to this country, right?
Well, I love this country, and I love that Americans are a very, very generous. If I'm not mistaken, they may be the most generous in terms of philanthropic giving of any country in the world. We have a real heart, and I love that about this country. And so, yeah, I've learned from others.
Phil Kogan, the host of The Amazing Race, Emmy winner. The show has won Emmys. It's been a great run, 30 seasons. How long can you go?
Well, as long as they'll have me. I mean, we're talking about doing season 31 now. We've been the number one show 2 weeks in a row now. So everybody's very happy with the numbers. You know, I mean, you got to keep people happy with the audience watching, and the audience seemed to be happy, so they were our primary concern, or at least my primary concern. As long as the audience wants us, we'll keep making the show, and we'll try to make it as good as we can.
And you do. Thank you, Phil Kogan. We wish you so much luck, and we'll be tuned in tonight.
Yeah, thank you for talking to me. Thanks for your support. Appreciate it.
Oh, Phil, come on. We have you on every season. We've had you on, I think, more than any other guest in our history.
I love that, and I mean, you guys you've been there for us from the beginning, so hopefully I can continue to be there for you, too.
All right. I'm pulling for Henry and Evan from Team Yale, by the way. I think they're going to win.
The debaters, I mean, they are awesome. And, you know, they had a bit of a rough finish last week because of the challenge, the physical challenge in the head-to-head. But they've got the smarts to be able to go all the way. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah, well, of course, you can't reveal, but they're probably going to be eliminated tonight's episode, which was already shot. You're always coy about that, as you have to be. And, Phil, we love it. And, you know, you come across as a nice guy on the TV, and I think it's, you know, TV that much, on, you know, you appearing that much on TV reveals the real person, and I think it reveals Phil to be a real cool guy and very passionate about what he does.
Well, passionate, I really am genuinely passionate about. I'm as enthusiastic when I go out and shoot the show as I on season 30 as I was in season 1, if not more so, just because we keep getting such great feedback from our fans. But I feel very lucky to be involved with the show, and yeah, it's been pretty extraordinary.
Phil, we thank you so much. All the best to you, and we'll be watching tonight on CBS.
I appreciate that. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Phil.
And when he says he'll talk to us soon, he's not kidding, because the season 31 is right around the corner.
We'll be back.
100.7 WHUD, Phil Kogan for The Amazing Race. Mike and Casey with Soft Cell. If you've never watched The Amazing Race, by the way, you should check it out. Just the locales alone are worth the visit. Sometimes.